Hello, I'm Carol Miller with today's Get the Lead Out.
On October 20th, 1968, Led Zeppelin officially dropped the names The Yardbirds and or New Yardbirds and began to insist that UK club owners start booking them under the name Led Zeppelin. In an interview in 1971, John Bonham said it was tough getting started with the name.
Nobody would touch the group in England. You know, you'd say, you know, we want to take some dates on Led Zeppelin, and all this sort of thing. But at that time, you bloody well couldn't. Nobody had booked the band, you know. You couldn't play there. You know, people wouldn't even book.
Around the time of the name change, Jimmy Page personally called up some of the music journalists in England, letting them know that his group called Led Zeppelin was not going to be doing radio or TV appearances and would not be recording singles. The press reportedly thought he was crazy. I'm Carol Miller with today's Get the Lead Out. More Led Zepp next time, right here.
Walmart presents Be Ready for the Office Coffer.
Every office has one. That awesome guy who's so committed that he comes to work even when he's sick. So you get to share much more than just email.
Be prepared with 3 packs of 75-count Clorox disinfecting wipes for $9.97, 20 packs of 250-count Spring Valley Vitamin C for $9, and 24-count Tylenol cold and flu severe caplets for $6.48.
Walmart shopper 1, coughing guy 0.
Save money, live better, Walmart.
Your Ford dealer uses only Motorcraft parts, so you can be confident your Ford is properly serviced. Confident enough to write your own fortune cookies.
You are smart, good-looking, and eternally humble.
Now get up to $50 in mail-in rebates on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card.
Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebates by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 11/30/14.